Hello, we are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith, and this is Smith Sabatino. Roland.
Yes.
As I have.
You want to go back 1,000 years? Go ahead.
last week when Alan Marcus was sitting in for me, I was traveling. One of the nice things about traveling on a plane in peace and quiet, without something blaring in your ears or something to look at, you stare out that window and. And I was thinking of the best times of my life. And then I remembered having a conversation with Dr. Malcolm Schoaf, who used to work at NYU, a wonderful author, a critic, writer, worked for the New York Times at one point as a beat writer. And I remember having a conversation with him about the best times of our life. And I thought about the moments, and the moments are small ones, Roland. And for all our listeners out there, the best times of your life are those little moments that you remember that never leave you. That moment a couple of weeks ago when my little one, a little longer than that, when she was not well and just come out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And Daddy was looking frantic as I was taking her back to school for the first time. And she turns to me and taps me on the shoulder and grabs my arm and says, "Daddy, stop worrying about things. I got this." And out the door she ran. "I got this. I'm good. Stop worrying."
It. Okay. Out of the mouths of babes.
Out of the mouths of babes. The best time of our life. I remember another time when I was in Puerto Rico. And don't ask me why I remember this, but I do. There was a pier.
Why do you remember this?
I don't know why. It keeps coming back to me. Puerto Rico, of course, beautiful country. And I was in, and I cannot remember the name of the city, but there was this long, skinny pier that went all the way out into this bay, all the way out into the bay. And the bay, you could see hotels on the other side of the bay. But this pier went all the way out there. And there was a magnificent wind blowing that night off the Caribbean. And I have a thing about wind, maybe because I do a lot of it. as my wife says, I create a lot of it. But I was standing out there with this magnificent wind. It must have been about 2 o'clock in the morning, blowing at me. And I could remember that moment. And this is now 40 some odd years ago. But it, as if the wind was, I wasn't even there. It was just blowing right through me. It was magnificent. And these are the best times of our life. They are those little moments that we all manage to forget. But all of us, every now and then, like on that horrific flight, planes and I don't get along too well anyway, flying at 40,000 feet at 600 miles an hour, I was able to stare out the window and they all came rushing back to me. Best times.
Well, you know why? Because that gives you a moment of meditation.
Yes.
And so few of us truly take the time on a day-to-day basis to meditate.
Yes.
I would recommend it to every single individual in the world because I think, to me, it allows me, in my experiences of meditation, to connect to the source. And the source doesn't have a dogma. It's just it has a loving presence.
Sure.
And that's one of the best times for my life is every day when I do have the chance or I do take the time. It's a choice.
Yes.
Take the time to meditate. But the same thing works for me, Carl, for the aroma of a pine forest after a summer rain.
Ah, that's interesting.
Or a sunset that's just so glorious. You wonder how we could ever not be a peaceful species when you see these sort of things.
And for me, it's the school guard down where I take my little one to school. Very nice young lady one morning, absolutely freezing. She was standing there freezing, and she says to me, "Thanks for." I had given her a cup of coffee the day before, and she says, "Thanks very much. I greatly appreciate it." That was one of the best moments of mine. Don't ask me why. It was done with such humility.
Carl, those are the kindnesses that we should extend to everybody, stranger or friend,
yes,
or family.
And you remember them.
Yes, indeed.
And I have hands up. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We are back. Stay with us.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A three-time winner of the Naismith Award and four-time All-American, this woman led USC to two NCAA titles, racking up over 3,000 points along the way.
Oh! It's rated a three. Tied at 63.
So where is Cheryl Miller now? Cheryl was head coach for 2 years at USC, but a broadcasting career beckoned. She currently works on NBA games for TNT. And in 2012, her brother Reggie joined her in the Hall of Fame, making them the only brother and sister combo ever enshrined.
We've got, in my opinion, the three greatest players ever assembled in one room tonight in Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, and Cheryl Miller.
Cheryl Miller, one of basketball's best. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. In order to keep roads less slippery, many areas of the country continue to salt roadways. If you're out for an early ride this spring, with today's tip, you'll know how to keep your motorcycle on a low-sodium diet. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Salt thickens up blood, weakening heart muscles. Left unattended on the surface of a motorcycle, road salt combines with air moisture to breed rust. If you're out there early on a white road, or you see white clouds of dust in the northern states, it's probably salt. Wash your motorcycle often. Seal with a healthy application of a quality wax product, because rust never sleeps.
Hell yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.